shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Respected viewers of Madani Chain, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. This program is to mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to mention the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to praise the best of creation, the beloved of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in this program, you get the opportunity to listen kalam of your choice, various beautiful naats, nasheeds. And the good thing about this program is you also get the opportunity to understand what these naats and nasheed mean, especially those that are written in Urdu language or Arabic or Persian. So we try and translate those nasheeds for you in your language, in English language. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. But before we proceed towards our segments of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As we are presenting this program, we make this intention, we'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. I've got in my panel today, Brother Amir Attari and Brother Arsalan Attari. Let's go towards them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Brother Amir, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. Marhaba, welcome to this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Brother Arsalan.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli
hal. MashaAllah. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. Marhaba, thank you for joining us. InshaAllah, these brothers will be reciting kalams for us, inshallah, hamd for us, and nasheed. We'll start with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, this kalam which is going to be recited, as I was told, it is a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A dua to visit Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Time and time again. Let's begin with this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
عزیز ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم اللہ کرم اللہ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم جن لوگوں پہ ہے انعام تیرا ان لوگوں میں لکھ دے Yeah.
Allah, Allah karam, Allah karam. Hazir hain tere darbar mein hum, Allah karam, Allah karam. Poet is, it seems that he's present in Ka'batullah and then he mentions this, a request, a plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm present. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. La sharika laka labbaik innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Talbiya is recited. It is mentioned there when you are there, Ya Allah, I am present. Labbaik, Ya Allah, I am present. In your court, I am present. I need your mercy, Ya Allah. I need your rahmah, Ya Allah. Shower your mercy upon me. I am present. And each and every drop from my eyes, my soaked eyes are also proclaiming, Deti sadaye chashme nam Allah karam, Allah karam. My soaked eyes with tears are also proclaiming, Oh Allah, I need your mercy. Shower your mercy upon ashabat. Se harik gardan kham hai, har aank nadamat se nam hai, har chahre pe hai ashko se raqam, Allah karam, Allah karam. It's each and every individual when he goes in the majestic court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, Jalla wa Ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he trembles with the fear when he remembers his sins and then he thinks that I am present in the court of Rabbul Alameen, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. At that time, in the awe of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's majesty, one starts shaking and trembling, right? And Every neck bows down there, Allahu Akbar. Every eye becomes soaked and wet due to tears of fear there. And it seems that with tears it is written, O Allah, we hate to beg your mercy. We hate to ask your mercy. Shower your mercy upon us. Har chehre pe hai ashkon se raqam. It is as if on every face with tears it is written, Ya Allah, we need your mercy. Shower your mercy upon us. Jin logo pe hai in'am tera, un logo mein likh de naam mera. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. This is the dua we ask in every salah. And when you're present, just imagine in front of Ka'batullah, facing that direction you have been praying all your life, and now it is in front of you. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine those moments? How precious would they be? And how memorable those moments would be? And then you make dua. There, jin logo pe hai in'am tera, un logo mein likh de naam mera, O Allah, upon whom you have favored. If my name is written amongst them also, subhanallah, mahshar mein, mera reh jaye bharam, Allah karam, may I not be disgraced on the day of judgment. O Allah, I need your mercy. Shower your mercy upon me. And then another beautiful dua poet makes. Har saal talab farma mujhko, har saal ye shahr dikha mujhko. Ya Allah, every year may I come and I visit Makkatul Mukarrama and I see this blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the city Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La uqsimu bihada al-balad wa anta hillum bihada al-balad. The city where the blessed feet of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu was salam have touched that ground. It is blessed with the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. Allahu Akbar. Right? It is the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That city. Har saal talab farma mujhko. Har saal ye shahr dikha mujhko. May I see every year. And I come and visit every year. Har saal karoom at tawafi haram. May I do the tawaf of haram every year. Meri aane wali sab naslein. In my generations. All my generations. Right, whoever come, tere ghar aayein, tera dar dekh, may they come to your house, they visit your house, O Allah, and they see your court, Ya Allah, asbab ho, unko aise baham, Allah karam, may they get those means that they can travel and they can visit Makkatul Mukarrama. May our upcoming generations until the day of judgment get the opportunity to visit Makkatul Mukarrama, do Hajj of Kaaba and see Muzdalifa, Arafat, Mina, subhanallah, do the Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. May they kiss the blessed stone, Allahu Akbar, Al-Hajr Al-Aswad, Ameen, Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. And may our upcoming generations also go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima and ask for shafa'at from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim too. Right? And this is what has been said. Hazir hain tere darbar mein hum. Allah karam, Allah karam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me remind you, you're watching Nasheed Night. And in this program, we listen not nasheeds and we also try and explain their meaning. We want one segment complete a couplet. Let's find out what is today for you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Today, the couplet we have got for you to complete is Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? What is the second line, second verse of this couplet? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's include one kalam in our program. Brother As-Salam At-Tari will recite.
Marhaba aaj chalenge shah-e-abrar ke paas. Marhaba aaj کے پاس انشاء اللہ پہنچ جائیں گے سرکار کے پاس پیش کرنے کے لیے کچھ نہیں بدکار کے پاس پیش کرنے کے لیے کچھ نہیں بدکار کے پاس دیرو اسیا ہے گناہ گاروں کے سردار کے پاس دیرو اسیا ہے گناہ گاروں کے سردار کے پاس مل چکا مدینے کا سفر مل چکا اذن مبارک ہو مدینے کا سفر قافلے والو چلو چل قافلے والو چلو چلتے ہیں سرکار
کے پاس
خوب رو رو کے وہاں غم کا فسانہ کہنا فسانا کہنا غم زدو آو چلو احمد مختار کے پاس غم زدو آو چلو کے پا میں گناہ گار گناہوں کے سوا کیا لاتا میں گناہ گار گناہوں کے سوا کیا لاتا سرکار نیکوکار کے پاس نیکیاں ہوتی ہیں سرکار نیکوکار کے پاس سے پانی پانی سر بھی غم آنکھ بھی نم شرم سے پانی پانی کیا کرے نظر نہیں کچھ بھی گناہ گار
Beautiful, respectuous, beautiful kalam written by my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, and beautifully recited by Brother As-Salan Attari. And he, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, wrote this kalam during the blessed journey of Haramain Tayyibain. And he writes, Marhaba, aaj chalenge Shahi Abrar ke paas, inshaAllah, pahunch jayenge Sarkar ke paas. It seems that after performing Hajj or Umrah, now is heading towards Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfam wa Ta'zima. And then he's excited and he's writing, Marhaba, aaj, today we'll go to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshaAllah, we will reach there soon. Respectfulness. Going to Madinatul Nabi, going to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How important this is. It is a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which guides us towards something. And I would like to mention that. Then you will understand how important this is to go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَّلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and when they commit injustice unto their souls, then, O beloved, they should present themselves before you and then seek forgiveness from Allah. And if the Rasul should intercede on their behalf, then definitely they shall find Allah most forgiving, most compassionate. Surah An-Nisa, verse 64. Clearly mentioned, Allahu Akbar, if you've done zulm upon yourselves, then go to the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem and seek forgiveness from Allah. And if Rasulullah also intercedes on your behalf, then definitely you will find Allah most forgiving, most compassionate. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. But in this way, when we'll go through the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, then we will see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawwabar Rahima. Allahu Akbar. And then, respected viewers, concerning this very verse, Mufassireen, the commentator of the Holy Quran, have quoted an incident which, after the passing away of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from this physical world, a villager presented himself before the Rawdah-e Anwar of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the question can come in mind that this verse, this refers to the time of Sahaba Ikram when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam was physically present in this world. At that very moment, this hukum was there, but it does not relate to the people right now. No, that's not the case. Look, after the apparent departure of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, a villager presented himself before the Rawdah-e Anwar of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did he do? He placed the sacred dust from the Rawdah Sharif on his head and then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that which you have said, we have obeyed. And in that which was revealed to you in this verse, i.e. the verse of Surah An-Nisa, which you've just heard. He then said, "And verily, I have done injustice to my soul, and I am before you to ask repentance from Allah." On this, a voice was heard from Rabi Anwar, which said, "You have been forgiven." Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah. An act of Sahabi Ya Rasul. And then a voice of confirming this came from Rabi Anwar that you have been forgiven. So this is the quote of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Wahi rabah jisne tujhko hama tan karam banaya. Hame bheek mangne ko tera aastaan bataya. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who taught us this way, right? Wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa writes in his poetry, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the blessed one whom Hazrat Adam alayhi salam used as his wasila and was thus successful in having his dua accepted, whereas he alayhi salam is your forefather." Allahu Akbar Kabira. Who is writing? Not a noble imam of any era, Imam Al-Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and he has written this. So we go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, because when we do injustice to our souls, when we do zulm of sinning, and then we go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, and according to Hukum of Quran, we say in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, you can also ask forgiveness on our behalf in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." No doubt it is Allah who forgives, but we seek the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask forgiveness from Allah through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then alhamdulillah we are forgiven insha'Allah. And this is what is being mentioned here. Marhaba, aaj chalenge shahe abrar ke paas insha'Allah. Pahunch jayenge sarkar ke paas. And then when you go, you take some sort of gift, right? Normally, when you go to meet someone, you take some gift, isn't it? And then Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, he writes, "Pesh karne ke liye kuch nahi badkar ke paas, dheron isyaan hai gunahgaron ke sardar ke paas." Allahu Akbar. Now he says, "I do not have anything to present as a gift in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the sinner. I am the leader of sinners." This is the age of my Shaykh Tariqat. Allahu Akbar. His life has been devoted for the deen of Islam, yet he considers himself as the leader of sinners. Now, what is our condition? Where do we stand? Allahu Akbar. This is our Shaykh Tariqat. He writes that dhero isyaan hai gunahgaron ke sardar ke paas, mil chuka izn mubarak ho madine ka safar, kaafle walo chalo chalte hain sarkar ke paas. And he says, "I've got the permission from the court of Mustafa. Now we are going, oh the people of caravan, let's move, let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any delay." Khoob ro ro ke wahan gham ka fasana kehna, gham zado aao chalo ahmad-e mukhtar ke paas. We'll cry there, we'll shed tear there, we'll talk about our grief, our worries, our issues, our problems, we'll say to the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, while shedding tears, right? Because he is ahmad-e Mukhtar. He has got the authority to sort all our problems out, to resolve all our issues. We'll mention them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Main gunahgar gunahon ke siwa kya lata. Now it seems that Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has reached to Medina, and now he's saying, "Ya Rasulullah, I am the sinner. What could have I brought other than sins? Main gunahgar gunahon ke siwa kya lata. Nekiyan hoti hain sarkar nikokar ke paas." Right? Those, they are pious ones. They have got good deeds. What have I got? Nothing but sins. Sar bhi kham, aank bhi nam, sharm se pani pani, kya kare nazar nahi kuch bhi gunahgar ke paas. Okay, I've bowed down my head, right, out of shame, regret, remorse. My eyes are soaked and wet, Ya Rasulullah. I've got nothing to present. This sinner is just present in your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your wasila. Right? In other words, aankh jab gumbade khazra ka nazara kar le, dam nikal jaye mera aapki diwar ke paas. Now this is the wish of Amir of Ahl Sunnah. When my eyes have the vision, behold Gumbad-e-Khazra, right? And then may I die next to the wall of the Rauza-e Anwar, subhanallah. And then, mujrimo itna bhi ghabrao na mahshar mein tum milke chalte hain sabhi apne madadgar ke paas. Now, he is thinking, imagining the scenes of mahshar. Allahu Akbar. There, everybody will be worried about their nafs. What will happen to them? What decision will be made? Now, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is saying, oh, the sinners or those who have committed crimes and sins, do not worry. Let's all go together to the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. He will intercede on our behalf. Qabr mein yun hi nakiro nahi aaya unki. Hey, ghulami ki sanad dekh lo attar ke paas. Allahu Akbar. Now, Irfan Sunnah, right, is saying that I will be saying to Munkar and Nakir, the angels who will come to test, to take the examination of the grave, right, those angels, I'll say to them, I haven't come empty-handed. I've got the certificate of the slavery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm the slave of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and I've got that certificate with me, and I've brought it with me. Subhanallah. This is the love he has for Rasulullah. This is the love he has for Madinatul Nabi. This is the yaqeen he has for intercession. That's how Ushaq alayhi Mustafa, they write the Quran, and they remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They write the Naat. They write something in the love of Madina. They write something remembering their beloved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase love of Murshid in our hearts, our Shaykh in our hearts, and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why shouldn't we say this? Because apne raza ke qurban jaun. Why? Isne sikhaya Naam-e Muhammad. These are the blessed personalities who have actually shown us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh has taught us what is the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman has instilled the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Alhamdulillah. Why should we not pray for them? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shuyukh, upon awliya Allah, friends of Allah, those devotees, they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those they have written these beautiful kalams, these nasheeds which we are reciting today, and we are enlightening our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, let me remind you, you've got to complete a couplet. And that's on the screen. Hopefully, you will see it. And the first line of the verse is, Kaun deta hai dene ko mu chahiye? Kaun deta hai dene ko mu chahiye? You have to complete the second verse, second line, what it is. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll listen one kalam from Brother Amir Attari.
Ajiyo. Mizab mile ابر رحمت کا یہاں زور برسنا دیکھو ابر رحمت کا یہاں زور برسنا دیکھو دوم دیکھی ہے ترے کا باپ بیتا بو کی دوم دیکھی ہے ترے کا باپ بیتا کے مشتاقوں میں حسرت کا تڑپنا دیکھو ان کے مشتاقوں میں حسرت کا تڑپنا دیکھو خوب آنکھوں قصر محبوب کے پردے کا بھی چلوا دیکھو قصر محبوب کے پردے کا بھی چلوا دیکھو زینت کا جلوہ فرما یہاں کونین کا دولہا دیکھو جلوہ فرما یہاں کونین کا دولہا دیکھو مہر مادر پہ ماں باپ فدا یا کرم ان کا دیکھو جن پہ ماں باپ فدا یا کرم ان کا دیکھو دو چکا ظلمت دل بوسائے سگے اسود دو چکا ظلمت دل بوسائے سگے اسود خاک بوسی مدینہ کا بھی رتبہ دیکھو خاک
بوسی یہ مدینہ کبھی رتے با دیکھو کر چکی رفعت کا باپ نظر پر بازے کر چکی رفعت کا باپ نظر پر بازے ٹوپی اب تھا صدا غور سے سن تو رضا کا میں سے آتی ہے صدا میری آنکھوں سے میرے پیار کا روزہ دیکھو سے میرے پیار کا روزہ دیکھو.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, عمدہ کلام, عمدہ پڑھا, ماشاء اللہ. مرحبا ریسپیکٹڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل, دس واز دی کلام آف نن ادر دین امام الکلام امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن. ناؤ واٹ اے گریٹ کمپیریزن ہی از براٹ ہیئر. Now, how beautifully he has mentioned the excellences, what Hujjaj, they have received, the barakas, the blessings they have received in Makkatul Mukarrama, in various manasik of Hajj, during those sacred relics and lands, what they've enjoyed. Now he's giving them the mindset, you've enjoyed a lot, you've seen a lot, you've gathered barakas a lot, you've received barakas a lot from each and every sacred places and lands and pieces of lands. Now let's go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Now with each and every place, the sacred place, now he compares with Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Those that understand Urdu language, they can understand the fasahat, balaghat, the eloquence, the beauty, what he has brought in this poetry. That is speciality of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. The first couplet, he says, Hajiyo aao shahinshah ka rauza dekho, Hajiyo aao shahinshah ka rauza dekho, Kaaba to dekh chuke Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. Pilgrims, come to the garden of the emperor and in oh, behold, see, Allahu Akbar. You have seen the Kaaba, the focus of the Kaaba. In awe, behold, now see the Kaaba of Kaaba. Respected viewers, now Kaabatullah is the markaz, it is the center, right? We face towards it, okay? And we offer salah facing towards it. And every believer, it has got reverence and love for Kaabatullah Sharif. Right, it has got its own maqam, it has got its own rutbah, its own status, no doubt at all, right? Allahu Akbar. But when it comes, the Kaaba of Kaaba, meaning what is referred here is the focus point, right? What is the focus of the Kaaba? Is the Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Is the Zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Okay. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, right, standing in front of Kaaba and talked about the honor of a mu'min. Now, if the honor of mu'min is more than the grandeur and honor of Kaabatullah, now can you imagine what would be the honor and the rutbah and maqam of the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And the sharaf, what Kaaba got, it had 300 360 statues inside it. It was Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam who destroyed them all, right? And then, subhanallah, this became the Qibla-e Alam. Everybody, subhanallah. And this was the Kaaba because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's wish, right? It became the Qibla of everyone. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this even has the desire to... Now let me mention Allama Safuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Kitab Sharaf al-Mustafa. He quotes that, إِنَّ الْكَعْبَةَ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهَا فِي ذِيَارَةِ قَبْرِ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَيَعْذَنُوا لَهَا. On the day of judgment, right, Kaaba will request in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, O Allah, grant me the permission to do the ziyarat of the qabr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit Kaaba to behold the rawza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it will go and present itself for the ziyarat of the qabr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sabka Kaaba aur hai Kaabe ka Kaaba. Aur hai, subhanallah. Right? It is the focus point. For Kaaba, the focus is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Zaat of Mustafa. Because each and everyone turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sare aqtab jahan karte hain Kaabe ka tawaf, Kaaba karta hai tawaf-e dare wala tera. Aur parwane hain jo hote hain Kaaba pe nisar, shamma ek tu hai ke parwana hai Kaaba tera. Hajiyo, aao shahnshah ka roza dekho. Kaaba to dekh chuke, Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. And then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala writes, Aabe zamzam to piya khub bujhain piyasein, aao jude shahe kausar kabhi darya dekho. You have drunk zamzam in plenty and quenched your thirst. The owner of kausar pours out rivers of bounty in awe. Behold, now see how the owner of Kausar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is pouring out rivers of bounty. One, look at the comparison. One is Zamzam, that is well. And in that comparison, what Allah has brought, Aao jude shahe Kausar kabhi darya dekho. The river. Here is Zamzam well, on other side is the river, subhanallah. Look at the comparison. And Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he brings, then he writes, Zere mizab mile khub karam ke chhinte, abre rahmat ka yahan zor barasna dekho. Numerous are the droplets of the grace you received under the mizab. The clouds of mercy pour down. Look at here. Subhanallah, in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And then dhoom dekhi hai dare Kaaba pe betabon ki, unke mushtaqon mein hasrat ka tadapna dekho. You watched the crowds surging at the door of the Kaaba, right? Subhanallah. Now see, his devotees long for him in hope and anguish, in awe, behold. And then, خوب آنکھوں سے لگایا ہے غلافِ کعبہ, قصرِ محبوب کے پردے کا بھی جلوہ دیکھو. You placed the cover of Kaaba on your eyes several times. See, majestic are the curtains of the beloved's palace. In awe, behold. And then, Ali Rahma writes, میرے مادر کا پتا دیتی تھی آغوش حتیم جن پہ ماں باپ فدا یا کرم ان کا دیکھو. Those they have been to Makkah al-Mukarramah, they could have seen حتیم. And حتیم is like this, you see. When you see, half a circle is kind of حتیم. So it is مہرِ مادر کا پتا, like the mother, the way it holds the child like this, right? This metaphorical, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying, the embrace of the Hatim felt like loving mother's lap, subhanallah, upon whom may our parents be sacrificed, his beloveds in awe, behold. Now there you saw the Hatim, which was giving the sense of love of mother to you. Come here in Medina and see, subhanallah, the personality upon whom even mother and father, parents are sacrificed فداك امي وابي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله اكبر. دھو چکا ظلمت دل بوسائے سنگ اسود. Now he says that kissing the dark stone cleansed the heart from all darknesses. خاک بوسی مدینہ کبھی رتبہ دیکھو. Also kiss the dust of Medina and its status in awe. Behold, now see the status of kissing the dust of Medina. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And Multazim say, to gale lak ke nikale arma adab o shauk ka ya baham ulajna dekho. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Taala Ali writes that in Multazim, you kissed, right? You hugged, you touched your body, your face, and you cried. Okay, and you did whatever you could do. But here at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ushaqani Mustafa, they're longing, okay, they're yearning to go closer, right? It is their wish to go closer, but the adab says, stay behind, right? It's a clash of longing and reverence. Subhanallah, at the doorstep of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, now look at that clash with adab and shock, how they're fighting each other. One says, go closer. Adab says, stay behind. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then he says, غور سے سن تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا. غور سے سن تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا. میری آنکھوں سے میرے پیارے کا روزہ دیکھو. رضا, listen attentively to what the Kaaba proclaims with my loving eyes, my beloved's garden, in awe, behold. So respect you, viewers, this is Kalam of Allah, Zat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman. Definitely we cannot do justice to what is in the mind of Allah, what he writes, but what we can do is, whatever ulama they've mentioned, the tashrihat, the explanations, we try and present the viewpoint, what we have been able to understand from the poetry of Al-Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. May Allah Ta'ala accept our little effort. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. I would like to remind you the couplet which you have to complete today's program, and that is, Kaun deta hai dene ko mujahi. Now inshallah we'll include one more kalam from Brother As-Salam in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اپنے روزے کی جالے آقا دکھلائیں گے. اپنے روزے کی جالے آقا دکھلائیں گے. اپنے روزے کی جالے آقا دکھلائیں گے. اپنے روزے کی جالی آقا دکھلائیں گے. اپنے روزے کی جالی آقا دکھلائیں گے. آقا مدینے والے بگڑی بنا کے چار جنت میں جائیں گے اور رو رو کے عمر گزاری اپنی نہ آئی باری رو رو کے عمر گزاری اپنی نہ آئی باری وہ دن کب آئے گا جب ہم تیبہ جائیں گے وہ دن کب آئے گا جب ہم تیبہ جائیں گے دل کی مرادیں پوری ہوگی مدینے جا کر دل کی مرادیں پوری ہوگی مدینے جا کر آقا کے در پہ جا کر نعتیں سنائیں گے آقا کے در پہ جا کر نعتیں سنائیں گے کہتا ہے دل یہ میرا تیبہ میں ہوگا ڈیرا کہتا ہے دل یہ میرا تیبہ میں ہوگا ڈیرا مجھ کو یقین ہے محسن ہم تیبہ جائیں گے مجھ کو یقین ہے محسن ہم تیبہ جائیں گے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں بیڑا مدینے والا لیندا پہ اتاریاں بیڑا مدینے والا لیندا پہ اتاریاں
جیاں نے اٹھ سویرے بہ کے روزے دے نڑے
نیڑے رو رو کے سونے آگے عرضا گزاریاں رو رو کے سونے آگے عرضا گزاریاں
آب زمزم میں پیواں اوتھے میں مرا مرات جیوا صدقہ نواس آتا سن میری زاریاں صدقہ نواس آتا سن میری زاریاں
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ respected viewers you were listening a kalam which had the wish to go to Medina. And then the time doesn't permit me to carry on further for an explanation of each and every couplet. But I would like to just mention one beautiful couplet here. Aabe zamzam mein peema, othe mein maran te jeema, sadka nawaz se aanda, sun meriyan zariyan. I expect you, because this is a beautiful way of mentioning and asking something from the quote of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. It is called Husne Uslub. When you ask beautifully, this is the way. When you're asking from the quote of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, that I want to drink from Zamzam and I want to die in Medina. It is mentioned, I want to come and drink Zamzam and I want to live and die in Medina. Ya Rasulallah, this is my wish. If this wish is accepted, please accept this wish. And I am requesting, giving your beloved grandchildren as a wasila in your court, Ya Rasulallah. For their sake, please accept these pleas of mine, Ya Rasulullah. How beautiful way of asking, right? Allah making Hasanaini Kareeman as a wasila in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, so that the wish comes true. Asking for their sake in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Jisne Madine Jana, Karlo Tayariya, may Allah also give us the tawfiq that one day we hear this beautiful news that whoever wants to go to Medina, he shall get ready, because the ship is ready, because the aeroplane is ready. Inshallah, that day will come soon when we will be called. Kahan ki daulat, kahan ka mansab, qasam khuda ki ye hai haqeeqat, jinhe bulaya hai Mustafa ne, wohi Medine ko ja rahe hain. It is the permission which is granted from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. We should have that yearning. We should have that passion. We should have that love. We should ask for, we should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do istighasa in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are also called. May Allah ta'ala show us Makkatul Mukarrama. May Allah give us tawfiq that we perform Hajj coming year, and we also perform Umrah, and we also go time and time again visit Madinat al-Nabi. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Amin bijahi Nabi al-Amin. Respectively, we've got one segment, Qasida Borda. Inshallah, we will now include that segment in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Today, the couplet what we have selected is فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ, meaning he leads the prophets in both appearance and character. They don't near him in knowledge or in generosity. This is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. مَوْلَا يَا صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق قل لهم
فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق 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 ولم يدانه في علم ولا كرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد محمد سيد القولين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Nasheed Night, and in this program we asked you to complete a couplet. Now let's find out what's the correct answer. Answer is on the screen. Kaun deta hai dene ko mu chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi.
دیتا ہے دینے کو موجہ
Allah. Respected viewers, that's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with more wonderful, incredible, phenomenal kalams and nats. Next time, inshallah, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night. No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.